Ava Canal, Russell Zuma, and George Leslie. We kicked it off with Nicki Minaj and, of course, the boy Chris Brown right by my side, a throwback over there. And let me tell you, if you are listening on Friday, I don't know whether she went to Cape Town, but I can report that Julia Joseph has a new hairstyle today. And so maybe that is a sign of something that happened. Did you go to Cape Town?
No, I didn't. I listened to you guys, you know. I value your feedback.
100%.
I postponed instead. And I listened to Kinelo as well, so I postponed. I'll be going soon. I'll let you know, Cesar.
I like this. I like that you listen. Okay. That's what older brothers are for. Now, you know, on weekends, there's a couple of things that usually happen. It'll be a wedding or it'll be a funeral. During lockdown, the weddings and funerals were very different. Funerals were mostly virtual, and the weddings were limited to a number of people. But now that we are basically out of lockdown and the state of emergency, Pelile says that too much, straight up. People have gone back to the way they used to do things. And weddings and funerals cause a lot of commotion because for some reason, when people are traveling from the funeral going to a matuneni or from a matuneni going to back home to eat, they always want to form a convoy. Why is that? Who said ukuthi a funeral procession like nje can't speed up?
It's uniformity.
Uniformity for what? I understand the family, Tambe, so the hearse and then the mom behind. Where now with the 13th car, what are you doing there?
You following everybody else,
my man? Don't you know where we're going?
No, fact, sometimes people don't know where they're going, Cesar.
I'm coming, and maybe I'm coming from out of town, and I don't know this town. I'm coming here to support, and I don't know the direction, so I have to follow the procession.
Okay, so manje traffic in Italia, you don't care about it. Are you okay with this, Kinile Huma?
I'm okay because the thing is, with death, it comes to every house, hey?
Yeah.
So when it's my turn, I expect people to respect the fact that we are going to the cemetery and then there's like a procession. So people must move aside.
What's the rush? You're dead already.
It's not the rush, Nje. We just, it's like.
So why are we waiting for you? Why don't you wait for us?
Aibo.
You late. Late.
I know.
You late?
No. Dinani yapi on a Saturday.
I will.
Relax. Stay at home. Just know there are funerals. Stay at home.
Okay, fine. Weddings go on.
Weddings are so cute. I like it. Hey,
I'll wait for
you. I actually wait and I'll be like,
It's only when you in a hurry as well, or if you're running, that run becomes a bit of an annoyance.
And whose problem is that? It's your problem.
Probably,
why did you leave late?
But it doesn't take away the fact that you become annoyed by it. You know, it's a bit.
Why are you annoyed? It's such a beautiful thing to witness.
When you're late, no, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Just wait for it.
Let me tell you what my thing is, right? Yes, I understand the sentiments from the family's perspective. But people usually go about their life for their own reasons.
Yep.
And they don't really care about your family. They don't care about what's going on in your life. I'll give you a very simple example. And I used to work at 947, the 947 cycle challenge annually would block off roads. People would lose their minds. People would lose their minds. They'd be like,
yeah.
You remember, like, I used to work at Y and I'd have to park by Hyde Park and walk across. Such an inconvenience.
Dude.
I know Spared Knaves found it very annoying last year.
You see, that kind of nonsense. I don't care that you're a cyclist. Yeah, I'm getting lapo, Mina.
Yeah. I mean, I remember last year I was going to a brunch and then leaving mid-rant to go to Sunning Hill. I think it took me like an hour because all the roads were closed. I was so upset. I was like, I hated it.
But for planned events like that, they communicate and you already know that there's a cycle challenge.
But that's my question. Are you okay even after they communicate? I mean, right now we're coming out of Cotton Fest.
Yeah.
Cotton Fest had shut down downtown.
Yep.
Obviously, the young people that were at Cotton Fest, they loved it. It was great.
Yep.
But I'm sure the old people that live around there, like, this is such an inconvenience.
It is.
You know?
If it's been communicated, I don't think it's much of a big deal because you plan your other routes, don't you? But just as me as a transport person.
So when you work with alternative routes, you know sometimes there's none. You know?
You know, once I saw a convoy of little kids, R. I think they were graduating from grade R, but this school, they've got limousines, they go all out. But they do have like a motorcade of JMPD state vehicles escorting them. And that was too cute. I was late and I was just like, look at them. Aww.
Bushiri, when he used to live in the country, with his both citizenship. He used to have like a police escort.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he comes through in his Rolls Royce. Was it a Phantom?
Yeah.
A ghost. No, it was a ghost. And then the cops would literally like escort him through.
Is the feeling okay when you see the state vehicles as opposed and there's no one and it's just somebody, your uncle, directing traffic or stopping in the middle?
I mean, I'll be honest, we're all equal. I don't see what you're rushing for. Because I also don't see a service delivery here. So as a minister, I don't know Jakhepi because I went to Lutz of hell.
And they bully you off the road.
I mean, come on. But let us know what your thoughts are. How do you feel about funeral processions or even weddings on just ministers, Blue Lights Brigade, people out there rolling and expecting preferential treatments and for you to just wait for them? How do you feel about that? 086-000-959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959. Welcome to the show.
Kaya Traffic.
On the street.
On the air.
Traffic